points that appeal to the dignity, to the meaning itself of humanity, and we are starting to understand the path that the committee is undertaking in order to, as you said, that this is a new convention. I mean, you are only 8 years old, and so we, in this occasion, we have started to understand the path that you are undertaking to turn more and more this convention in a live reality of the international human rights system. So, first thing, we appreciate a lot what your efforts, and we believe that since Italy has a long-standing tradition in rights and in human rights, we will do all that we can when we go back to bring back the spirits of these 2 days of discussion. Of course, 31, 32 articles, we will do all that we can, but we cannot at the moment assure a change in the decision. But when, as we said, when we will go back, we will push this problem forward. Of course, we have accepted the individual, the possibility of individual claims in other conventions. So at the end, eventually, it will happen also for this convention, but at the moment we don't have, unfortunately, we cannot give you any safe answer on this, but for sure we will take these issues back. Also, on the civil society, I would like to restate that we are doing an exceptional effort as committee because we know that in Italy there is not an independent human rights commission, so we are doing it in all fields of human rights, and we will do even more so in the application of the convention for enforce disappearances. In general, I would like to repeat, because it's important in this moment, that we, Italy, is fully committed with the promotion and protection of human rights and ensuring that the three pillars of a United Charters, they can advance and reinforce each other. Also, in view of what is stated by the Agenda 2030 for Sustainable Development Goals, that is in Italy extremely important and becoming more and more popular. The Interministerial Committee for Human Rights, that I have the honor to guide, is really very committed in these regards. Let's say that we are here since 40 years. We were established in 78, and we can say that also among the system of United Nations, our committee has been considered one good practice, and some other countries, they took inspiration from us to create in their own countries such organism. Now we know that United Nations, they ask all the countries to have national follow-up and report institution. And let's say that we are one of the oldest. And of course, it's clear that it's not easy. To interact with the United Nations system when you go to the application of the convention, because each country has Professor Tarayana said, has its own system. But as I was said, we, and here I come to what Mr. Batti said, of course there are differences. But I've seen also that there are a lot of common points in common, so we hope that we will be able to reinforce the path of the application of this convention in Italy, starting from what, it's similar between our general system and the system envisaged by the convention. I believe that we have 48 hours to give you more information about several relevant issues that we could not provide you to in these 2 days of discussion. So I believe that we have time until Friday or Friday morning. So this is we would like to know, because we would like to ask the administration that were not present with us in these 2 days to give us information. And we are ready. Thursday evening. Okay, you will tell us when is the limit, and of course we are ready, Madam President, with the committee to continue our dialogue also in informal ways. Anytime you feel like it, we are at your disposal. Or if you come to Italy, we would like to keep me for lessons or for whatever reasons you are in Italy. All the members of the committee, we will be very happy to keep having contact with you. And we thank you again for the approach. I must say that also for us, the atmosphere that was in this committee was a very positive atmosphere, and we were very happy to engage with you in this discussion.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Mr. Petri, for these concluding remarks. And I would like to repeat also on behalf of colleagues, our gratitude for your presence here and yesterday with us, your readiness to reply to all